And we're delighted to welcome to the program. He, you know, he was on years ago, and he's still racing. Derek Culp, former Daytona champion, was in town last night at the Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, talking to a few fans. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How did you get any of that fudge?
Oh, yeah. I had plenty of fudge. That was quite a little place. We had a ball there last night. We had a lot of fans come in there, and you know, the kids are playing all kinds of these little, you know, fixtures and games and stuff and eating candy, and we had a great time signing autographs as well.
Well, super. Thanks for doing that. Can you talk about your relationship with Brian? I think you hooked up last year, and now you're back with him, the Jackson Coffee Company, again this year.
Yes, that's correct. You know, Brian Surgner, the Jackson Coffee Company, we, you know, put a program together last year to showcase the, you know, the car there, and had a great time. Really got to know the family really well, and, you know, had a great relationship developed there. And then, you know, obviously this year we discussed, you know, some opportunities, and, you know, Brian wanted to do something again, but, you know, wanted to find an organization or do something different, you know, where he could, you know, put them on a car and try to maximize some exposure for the for an effort, and came up with you know, the Big Sisters, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson County. And so, you know, we put them on the car, and he's taking care of that, and you know, we're just really proud to be a part of this program, you know, learning more about what's going on and, you know, the initiative and what they're trying to do. And you know, we're excited about being a part of this and trying to raise the level of awareness that you know, we need, you know, 100 volunteers for 100 littles that are waiting. And, you know, they've already, you know, found 250 matches of a big and a little. So it's a very exciting program. And, you know, we're just excited to be a part of it right now.
Real win-win, I guess, for everybody.
It really is. I think, you know, Brian, obviously, you know, really is a very big supporter of the community. And I think, you know, you can see it's indicative of the things that he does on a daily basis, a weekly basis. But something of this magnitude really, I think, really, you know, shows his commitment to the community and, you know, and certain things that really, you know, are in need of some exposure and to try to get, you know, a mission like this to support it. So, you know, to have a mission like this, you know, to support children, what more can you ask for? I mean, these kids, you know, with a big brother or big sister, you know, it's an opportunity to provide, you know, higher aspirations for these kids and develop better relationships and, you know, avoid risky behaviors and, you know, just a better success in schools, things that, you know, really are necessary. And, you know, it's a great program, and, you know, hopefully we can continue this process.
Absolutely. Very, very well put. You've been driving for a long time, Derek. You must still love it.
You know, I do. I mean, I have great passion for the sport. I always have. And I've been doing this thing for 35 years total. And, you know, I really wake up in the morning and love to go to work and, you know, just, still being able to drive a race car competitively is something that, you know, not many people get to do, and, you know, for this long. And it's a blessing. And, you know, my wife is very involved with our program, and we work together and travel together. And it's just it's a nomadic lifestyle, but one of, you know, great things to, you know, to draw from. So, well, we're very, very pleased to still be doing it.
And you've probably driven every type of race car, haven't you?
You know, not every type of race car, but quite a few different ones. You know, I obviously the stock cars and super modifieds on asphalt. I've driven a GTP car, full ground effects, 24 hours Daytona, a Ferrari, open cockpit Lola, you know, dirt cars. So, you know, I've driven a multitude of different types of cars with different grip levels. And certainly, you know, I feel very fortunate to have built relationships along the way and got to drive different people's cars. So, you know, it's been a great existence, and you know, I guess no regrets in any way, shape, or form. You know, still living the dream.
Yeah. How has it changed anymore from when you won the Daytona 500, Derek?
Well, certainly the cars have changed dramatically. You know, that was like the very early stages of the restrictor plate, but, you know, we still, you know, didn't really have the types of things that they have now. And, it, you know, I think obviously much more antiquated then, you know, speeds were still relevant. You know, the processes have changed immensely. It's big business. I mean, these cars, back then, I mean, we had probably, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15 to 25 full-time employees. And now these big teams have over 500 employees, and everything's digitized, and, you know, the computer age is involved and engineering. And so, it's really dramatically changed. Obviously, the cost have elevated as well. But, you know, it's still racing. You still have to, you know, heart and desire to make up for a lot. And, you know, you can still go out and be competitive on those things.
Looks like the crowds are down a little bit. The TV viewing is down. Is that just a natural, or do you see any issues there?
Well, you know, I think that over the years, obviously, I think I was in the sport when it was really kind of like its heyday. You know, we filled every stand. They were adding stands and filling them. And, you know, I think what transpires is the world changes. And I think now there are so many mediums for, you know, people to have access to the sport. And they don't have to sit, they don't have to come and sit at the racetrack. They can watch it on TV. I mean, every aspect, every way you want to be able to view the race or have access to it, you have at your fingertips. So, you know, I think the world's just changed, and that's why I think some of the actual attendance is down. But, you know, they still, you know, you still have millions of people viewing them every weekend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's still of interest. That's just, I think it's just a different process to reach the people nowadays. So I think that's the thing. But, you know, like you say, everything runs its course, and, you know, they continue to find, you know, ways to make their racing more exciting, and I think we still have a great, great following.
Is it a young man's sport, Derek?
Certainly is. I think, you know, you take a look at what has happened over the course of the last, you know, 15 years, obviously with Jeff Gordon, you know, coming in at the young ages. I think you're seeing, you know, kids now being, you know, thrusted into quads and little, you know, bikes and little things at 3 and 4 and 5, and they've raced so much when they're 13 and 14. You know, I've seen kids that are 13, 14, 15 years old that we've tested with, and they put them, and they're running a lay model, or they're running a dirt midget or something, and they're so proficient, and, you know, they're very receptive, and, you know, they retain everything that they learn, and they become, you know, one of the race car. And I think that's what you're seeing with drivers of this era, is that they're younger, they're more proficient, and they've done it for a long period of time, and they're fast, and that's what you have to deal with.
Yeah, I would guess the more money you have, the more competitive, because you have all the top equipment.
Yes, money buys speed. And, I mean, that old adage is certainly relevant today because, you know, to stay up with all the things they're doing, I mean, they have all these fixture shaker rigs and pull-down units and wind tunnels and all the things that you have to have access to really to be able to compete at the highest level and win. And without funding, you know, even like young drivers today, you know, to get an opportunity now to come in the Cup Series, you know, is very difficult. It takes money and it takes, you know, talent, you know. So there's a lot of variables to be able to get to the echelon, the highest echelon of this sport.
Well, what's your goal as you tee it up Saturday? You want to win, don't you?
Well, we certainly would like to, yes. You know, we've got probably the best engine we've had in the car for here. We've saved everything, come up here, and we've gone to the pull-down rig. We've done a lot of things to try to get this car, better. And I am excited about this place and coming here this weekend because, you know, first time I ever came here, I saw an outside pole, and I got a pole here in the Busch Series, and I really love this place. So, you know, I put a lot of emphasis on coming here, and obviously now to showcase the Jackson Coffee Company and the BBBS, you know, we want to do well. So, yeah, we're going to go out of here. We're going to put a very solid effort together here and hopefully have some great results here come Saturday.
Well, thanks for coming into town last night, and good luck Saturday.
Great. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you having us on.
Thanks. Derek Cope, who will be running for the Jackson Coffee Company and the Jackson Candy and Fudge Shop on Saturday in the Xfinity race out at the Speedway.